我想今天很热啊，这个前面这边的冷气比较足，如果你怕热，往前走啊。
It's very hot today, and we have a lot of ACs blowing airs. If you're hot, you can move to the front.
前面这边冷气，我觉得我在后面，刚刚我热得不得了，我把领带脱了。
When I was sitting at the back, I was really hot. I had to take off my
那个司令说你要坚持。
Celine said, "Keep going."
那要把领带带起来啊。
Then I put all my tie back on.
那我在想，如果是我们今天把冷气全部关掉
，If today we shut down all of the ACs，
再放两只大象进来
，and put two more elephant in this room，
把门都关起来
，and close the door，
把灯也关起来
，and turn off the light，
我们看我们能够坚持多久
？Let's see how long we could stay put。
我想今天这是我讲的题目是挪亚。
Today my topic is Noah.
我想他们在这样的环境下生活了很长的时间。
As we know, Noah lived under that condition for a long time.
它里面不光是两个大象。
It's not only just two elephants.
还有14只羊。
And there's 14 sheep.
14只牛。
14 cows.
还有大概是如果那个研究这个挪亚当时的那个方舟的情况，大概有4-5千种这个不同种的动物。
For people that was researching Noah's Ark, I consider there may be 4,000 different type of animals in Noah's Ark.
还有不同的昆虫。
There's different insect
在里面。我想如果在那个环境生活
living under those circumstances.
所以今天我们苦一点。
So today we may be suffering a little bit.
我们热一点。
It may be a little hot.
应该不算的什么。
It's not too bad compared to Noah's Ark.
来帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
好，我们有一些祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们把感谢都归给你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to give you thanks.
就像这首诗歌我们唱的一样，主你是亲自的引领我们。
Just like the hymn says, you personally lead us.
无论是在困境，无论是在顺境。你都是我们的主。
No matter in the bad times, the good times, you're our Lord.
因为你对我们并不陌生。
Because you're not strangers to us.
你在地上行走过这艰苦的日子。
Because you have walked on this earth in a difficult situation.
你体恤我们的软弱。
You understand our weakness.
今天你已经胜过了这个世界。
You have overcome this world.
你把你的生命放在我们的里面。
You put your life inside of us.
我们相信我们在我们里面的比这个世界更大。
We believe what's inside of us is greater than this world.
今天就求你的圣灵的光照在我们的心里面。
May your Holy Spirit shine the light in our hearts.
向我们说话。
Speak to us.
把这样无畏的信心放在我们的里面。
And give us the faith and without fear.
成为你儿女的光。
And become the light for your children.
引领你的教会。
Lead your church.
奔走前面的路程。
And walk the road in front of us.
求你恩待我们。
May you be gracious to us.
怜悯我们。
May you be mercy to us.
谢谢你，奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今年年初的时候，我在读一个这个30天的这个灵修的资料。
In the beginning of this year, I was reading an article for 30 days for 30-day devotion.
那个是叫 John Calvin Maxwell 他写的。
It's by John Calvin Maxwell.
那他的题目就是这个 leadership 或者是领袖或者领袖才能。
The topic is what is leadership and or skills for leaders.
那当然是他从圣经的角度来讲我们在这个世界中如何成为一个带领的人。
It's from the perspective of the Bible that how can we become a leader in this world?
那我就也自己的寻求和祷告，一方面为自己祷告。
As I'm praying and seeking, not only to pray for myself,
也另一方面为我们中间的年轻的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
But also pray for the young brothers sisters among us today.
特别是为我们在这样中国人背景的这样的年轻的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Especially praying for the brothers sisters that has the Chinese background.
因为在我们这个中国人的这样的传统的里面，特别在基督徒的中国人的传统的里面。
Because in the tradition for the Chinese Christians,
所谓领袖或者是 leader 这件事情跟我们好像是这个本来的这个好像不太合拍。
It seems not fitting to have a leadership topics among the Chinese Christians.
英文讲起来 leadership 很容易。
It's not easy.
但是
It's easy to say.
但是中国人讲说叫领袖这件事情就变得很严重。
But in the Chinese, if you use the word leadership, it's very serious.
对，当然我们知道我们最终的元首是主自己。
We know essentially our leader is our Lord.
他的圣灵在我们里面带领我们。
The Holy Spirit guides us.
也让我们这群在世上的这群不起眼的人可以成为主自己的见证。
We know that people like us can be God's testimony.
能够带领人能够归主。
If we could lead people to our Lord,
也能带领这个教会往前行。
We could lead the church to walk forward.
也真是让我们彼此成为带领。
That we become leaders for each other.
带领你的家。
Lead your family.
带领你的孩子。
Lead your children.
带领你的妻子。
Lead your wife.
实际这个领袖这件事情。这个事情在我们里面每个人都需要的。
The leadership is actually needed among all of us.
那我在祷告的时候在想，真正如果用这个世界的方法做一个领袖，是一个很可怕的事情。
If I were to use the method of leadership according to the world, it's
very scary. 所以我把这个词稍微改了一下，叫 leadership, 不是 leadership。
So I changed the term, instead of leadership, I used the term leadership.
所以那个刚刚我发给那个张恒，他说你这是一个爸爸的一个玩笑，是 dad joke。
So as I send this to Harry, he said, "Is this a dad joke?"
就是很不好笑的一个玩笑。
It's not a funny joke.
那这实在这个主是很奇妙，他让这些这个天然有天然的领袖人才的人，改变他成为神的羊。
Lord is amazing. For those that naturally has leadership skills, God changed them to become a leader sheep.
但是在圣经上也让很多就像羊一样那些不起眼的凡夫走卒成为他所重用的领袖。
But also in the Bible, there are many ordinary people that are just like regular sheep become leaders.
实际真正的那个 leader sheep, 或者是那个 leader lamb,是主他自己。
The true leadership is the Lord Himself.
真正的领袖羊或者领袖的羔羊是他自己，因为羔羊他就是我们的元首。
The leader lamb is our head.
那今天我们就从挪亚他自己的经历和见证中看看，第一个这个 leader 这个领袖羊，他是神怎么能带领他的
？So today through Noah's Ark experience, let's take a look at how leadership was demonstrated.
在创世纪第六章和第九章里面，对挪亚这个人有一个很详细的记载。
In Genesis chapter 6 and chapter 9, there's a very detailed description of who Noah is.
从他的出生。从他如何建方舟，如何进入方舟，如何出方舟。
From his birth, from how he was built the ark, and how he entered the ark, and how he exited the ark.
那我想，挪亚他自己的生命的经历可以分成三个部分。
I think his experience can be categorized into three sections.
挪亚他的三个部分，一个就是进入方舟，一个是住在方舟。第三个就是离开方舟。
The first part is entering the ark, the second part is living in the ark, and the third part is exiting ark.
在创世纪第七章第一节那里，请帮我放两个 slide 回去。
In Genesis chapter 7.
下一个。
Next page.
动不了是吗？OK.好，那没关系，你慢慢放吧。
Okay.
你放到现在可以放到第三个 slide 就可以了。好，谢谢。那创世纪第七章第一节那里说
，So Genesis chapter 7 verse 1。
耶和华对挪亚说：“你和你的全家要进入方舟，因为这个世代我见你在我面前是个义人。”
Then the Lord said to Noah, "Enter the ark, you and all your household, for you alone I have seen to be righteous before men in this generation."
后面他又讲了，你要用七公七母等等等等，要进入方舟。再过七天，我就要降雨在这个世，在地上四十昼夜。
And later he talks about having seven pairs of animals, and then 7 days later,
把所有各种的活物都在地上除去。挪亚就遵着耶和华话所行吩咐的行了。
He will remove all of the living creature on this earth, and Noah acted accordingly.
第十三节就是开始下雨的那一天。
The verse 13 is when it started to rain.
正当那日，挪亚和他三个儿子 闪、韩、雅弗并挪亚的妻子和三个儿妇都进入方舟。
On this day, this very same day, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the son of Noah and Noah's wife and three wives of the son with them enter the ark.
他们和百兽各从其类，一切的牲畜各从其类，爬上地上的昆虫各从其类，一切的禽鸟各从其类，进入了方舟。
They and every animal according to its kind, and all the livestock according to their kind, and every crawling thing that crawls onto earth according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, all sorts of bird, they went into the ark.
凡有血气的、有气息的活物，都一对一对的，到挪亚那里进入方舟。
By two of all flesh in which they were breath of life, those that entered.
凡有血肉的进入方舟的，都有公有母，正如神所吩咐挪亚的。耶和华就把门就把他关在方舟里面。
Those that are entered, male, female of all flesh, enter as God had commanded, and the Lord closed the door behind him.
我想进入方舟是神对教会的一个呼召。
Entering ark is a calling for church.
挪亚他的名字就是安息的意思，是 rest.
No, the name Noah is rest.
当时世界的光景跟神起初所创造的光景是完全的不同。
The condition of the earth back then is very different from the original condition when God first created.
跟神起初的心意是越来越远。
It was very far from God's will.
因着罪进入了世界。
Because sin entered the world.
地面满了邪恶，满了强暴。
The world full of evil.
当时的如何，今天也是如何。
How it was back then, that's how the world is today.
今天好像这罪在我们中间是没有办法控制一样。
Today, there seems no control of the sins in this world.
这个地是满了邪恶，满了了强暴。
This world is full of evil.
所以圣经在耶稣在马太福音那里多次的讲说挪亚的日子如何，这个人子来的日子也是如何。
So like in the book of Gospel says how the days are in Noah is how the days will be before the Son of Man comes.
一方面神的审判要来。
One aspect that judgment will come.
他也预备了拯救。
He also prepared redemption.
另一方面人是不顾神的警告。
Also, the men ignore the warning of God.
照样吃喝嫁娶。
Continue to drink and eat and marriage.
对神的所发表的那些信息，给他的一些的警告，不是他没有听见，没有机会听见。
All of the information and warnings God has given to people, it's not because there's no opportunity to hear it.
而是选择不在乎。
But chosen to not to hear it.
但是挪亚有一个人，他成为一个义人。
But Noah, who is the righteous person,
他听见神的声音,
he heard God's voice.
愿意遵行主的道,
he's willing to be obedient.
今天神也对我们每一个人有这样的呼召。
Today, God has calling to each one of us.
每个人称为自己是基督徒，成为一个信主的人，有这样的呼召。
For those that consider themselves Christian, should have these calling.
你要听见主的声音,
you shall hear God's voice.
要遵行他的话,
you shall obey God's word.
信心有两个双重的方面。
There's two aspects to faith.
一个方面就是我们相信。
One is to believe.
另一方面就是应用。
Second is to practice.
如果一个就像我在图里面一个那个右边的那个 quarter, 那个2.5分钱的硬币一样。
There is a quarter on the screen.
信心的正面是相信。
The front of it is believe.
那个2.5分钱的那个后面是什么应用
？The tail of the quarter is applying.
如果这个硬币只有一面，那是不是假钱
？If the coin only had one side, then it's fake money.
这个硬币必须有两面。
This coin has to have two sides.
相信我们每个人的相信是一样的。
I believe our beliefs are same.
耶稣基督是我们的救主，他是唯一的救赎。
That Jesus is our Savior, our only Savior.
神是独一的真神，除他没有拯救。
God is one true God. There's no other salvation.
他是创造天地万物的主宰。
He is the Creator of all things.
他也创造了我们，他把他的独生爱子赏赐了给我们。
He created us and gave His only begotten Son.
今天凡相信他的人就得到恩典。
For those who believe Him receive the grace.
每个人世上每一个正统的教会都有这样的相信。
All the church on this earth have this belief.
但是如何应用在我们的身上，在1000年前、2000年前， 和在挪亚的时代和我们今天的时代是我们有特别的应用的一个环境。
How do we apply for it? Whether it's 2,000 years ago and 2,000 years today, later and today, it's different.
有它的共同性。
There's some commonality.
但是对我们每一个人的个人，每一个的家庭和我们的聚会。
But for each one of us, individual families and each gatherings,
有它的特殊性。
It has its differences and specialties.
那从挪亚自己的身上，在他的时代，对挪亚他自己的形容来说，他有三方面。
According to Noah's time, in Noah's application,
一个是他是义人，
one he's righteous,
在人面前没有指责，
he was blameless among people,
所以他在神面前，神看他成为一个好人。
So in front of God, God considered him a good person.
在人的面前，他也没有什么可以挑剔的。
In front of people, there's really nothing wrong with him.
那今天我们需要在主面前成为一个重生得救的人。
So today, in front of God, we have to become a new creation.
因着他的恩典，让我们被成为义。
Because of His grace, we're able to consider righteous.
所有的基督徒在世上，我们要做一个好的见证。
All of the Christians shall have good testimony.
我们的教会在这里居住，在这里聚会，也需要在我们的周围的邻舍里面做一个好的见证。
Our church shall be a good testimony among our community today.
在人面前不可以有指责。
In front of people, we should not have blame.
如果别人说某某一个基督徒，他还是基督徒啊。
If someone said, "Wow, he's a Christian,"
那我们里面要警醒了。
Then we shall be alert.
我们要跟人和好。
We shall reconcile with people.
不要多多的计较。
Not to care too much.
但是我们的生活方式。
But our way of living.
我们的选择。
Our choices.
要跟世人不一样。
We shall be different from the
world. 因为更重要的，我们在神面前要成为一个义人。
Most importantly, we shall be righteous in front of God.
是他讨他喜悦的人。
And please to God.
那如何讨他的喜悦呢？
How can we please our God?
不是我们要做一个什么特别的东西。
It's not that we have to do something special.
而是你要知道是神他喜欢什么。
But we shall know what God likes.
如果我们前段时间早晨的时候，我太太常常把我一早叫起来。
Past couple of weeks, my wife wakes me up really early.
去做什么呢？
To do what?
去公园里散步。
To walk in the park.
因为我太太很喜欢早晨起来做做运动，吸吸这个新鲜空气。
Because my wife likes to get up early to breathe air outside.
那我想我们每一个人都需要喜欢跟神散步的一个人。
I believe every one of us shall want to have the walk.
当挪亚当神形容挪亚，他说他与神同行。
When a scripture described Noah walks with God.
当他与神同行，就与神交谈。
When he walks with God, he's talking to God.
他就。与神同行就明白神的心里想的什么东西，是神隐秘处的东西。
And because he walks with God, so he knows what God's thinking, the hidden in hidden things within God.
与神同行就是跟随主。
Walk with God is to follow God.
与神同行就是跟神同父一轭。
Walking with God is to take the same yoke with God.
与神同行就是把我们的难处交给神。
To walk with God is to give all of our burdens to God.
学习耶稣基督的脚踪。
And learn the steps of to follow Jesus Christ.
最后第三点，那个信心的第三点就是他的行动。
It's the action.
他的行动就是主所说的话，他要遵从。
It's the word of God that we shall obey.
从他的造方舟这一点，我们可以看得见。
When Noah was building the ark,
他有两点，一个是神所说的话，神所吩咐的，他全部都遵从了。
One is that everything that God asked Noah to do, he followed.
对不起，我要叫你猜。All God asked him to do, he followed.
All God asked him to do, he followed.
另外一点就是他也遵从了神所有的指示，就是 every command.
Yeah. And he also followed every command by our God.
所以我想我们在跟随的主里面，我们说神所说的我们都要相信，都要遵从。
So when we follow God, we say all the words that God says we shall follow, all the command we shall obey.
但是神每一个指示你都要去遵从。
But every command we shall obey.
是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我完全的相信主。
I truly have faith in God.
在大事上我相信主。
On big things, I believe in God.
在小事上我也要忠心。
In small things, I shall be loyal.
有一个建筑家。
There was an architect.
他是我就不说他的名字了。他有一个名言叫 God in details， 神在细节的里面。
He has a prop saying God in details.
就什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是你在一些细节的事上，你特别小心的时候。
In details, when you're very careful.
你当时不觉得那有什么重要的。
At the moment, you don't think it's that important.
但是过一段时间。
But after a while,
你发觉那个你最注重的、最不起眼的事情，是对你贡献最大的。
You'll realize the small things that you paid attention to has the greater contribution to you.
那我想我们在公司里面常常用的一个词不是 God in details， 是像 Devil in the details.
So in at our work we don't use the term God details. We use
Devil in the details.
Devil in details.
是魔鬼也在那些小事的里面。
God, a devil also use small things.
你把一个大的计划讲得很好。
You say great things about a big plan.
但是你真正使用的时候，你发觉那些东西，一些细节、人际等等等等的东西，发觉那是我们是的叫什么瓶颈，让我们是 bottleneck， 是没办法往前走的。
But when we actually try to execute the plan, there seem small things that are become bottlenecks.
你知道什么是我们信心的最好的一个试验吗？
Do you know what's the best experimental for our faith?
就是水。
It's water.
如果今天前，你看后面我们这里面好多地方漏水，对不对？
You see there's a lot of leak in our building.
我们平时看不见的，一下雨之后，你发觉那个砖缝里面水就从这里走出来了。
On a regular day, we're not going to see those leaks.
其他地方都很漂亮。
All the other places are very pretty.
还好这是下雨，不是泡在水里面。
It's only through rain you'll see it. It's not even soaking water.
如果我们这个教会在成为方舟的话
，If our church were the ark，
基本上是游泳池。
It'll become a pool.
那我想我们要在细节上要重要。
We shall pay attention to the details.
我们全部要相信主。
We shall believe in God in all things.
在细节上要相信主。
Also in details, we shall believe.
第三个，在他的行为上，他跟神同掌权柄。
The third aspect is that he reigns with God.
你知道，把那些他要进入方舟的时候，神让他选七公七母，洁净的。
As you know, God asked Noah to bring seven female and male animals, clean or unclean.
不洁净的选一公一母。
Unclean, one male, one female.
在那时候，摩西还没有存在。
During that time, Moses did not exist yet.
那些摩西的五经还没有写出来。
The Torah has not been written.
他怎么知道是七哪个是洁净的，哪个是不洁净的
？How did Noah know what's clean and what's unclean?
这是神借着挪亚施行选择，施行这样的审判。
That is God through Noah were able to make the judgment.
就是那洁净的动物的里面。
In the clean animal,
都聚集在他的面前。
All gathered together in front of him.
他如何去选那七公七母
？How does Noah choose the seven male, seven female?
其他的千千万万的那些羊、那些牛。
All the other thousands of animals, the sheep, the cows.
他如何去选择
？How does he choose?
他必须明白神的心意。
He has truly understand God's will.
当知道神是审判的心意。
When he knows God has judgments,
神公义的心意
the righteousness,
神救赎的心意
and his salvation.
你知道吗？我本来这周是在英文讲是马太福音，叫耶稣被卖的那一夜。
I was originally scheduled to speak in the English sermon for the night that Jesus was sold.
换着我到这里讲，我在想是不是讲那个。
And when I had switched to this, I was considering whether I should continue that topic.
我里面就有一个想法，第一个想法是这个太大家都知道了。
One of my thoughts was this is such a common story. Everybody knows.
如果只讲这十节的话，大概是我们可能要去加把其他的马太福音第二十六章更加一点。
If I only talk about the 10 verses in Matthew 26, it's not long enough. I add other verses into the sermon.
但是我再祷告的时候，我里面竟然不敢讲了。
As I prayed more, I realized I was scared to talk.
不是因为它太简单。
It's not because it's simple.
而是谁能够了解主他自己的心意。
But who can know God's will?
当他被卖的那一夜。
When he was sold on that day.
他所走过的那条路程。
When he walked that walk.
岂是我这样的凡人。 可以能讲出来的。
How can a common people like me describe the
situation? 他如何接受人的审判？
How did he receive the judgment of God?
接受神的审判。
How did he receive the judgment of God?
选择那条孤独的道路。
And choose the road by himself.
岂是我来讲的吗？
Is it, it's not something that I'm able to describe.
所以我就换了个题目。
So I decided to change the topic.
把这个难讲的留给 Harry, 让他下周自己去讲。
So I choose to leave this topic to Harry for next week.
这是玩笑。
It's just a joke.
但是神是在对我们的呼召，
But God's calling,
让我们明白他的心意，要进入方舟。
So that we understand His will and entering ark.
这是对个人的呼召，
is for personal calling.
也是对全体的呼召，
is also for corporate calling.
也是对每个家庭做父亲做母亲的呼召，
is calling for the mothers and the fathers.
你要带着你的孩子进入方舟，
you shall bring your children into ark.
主来的日子近了。
God's day to
我们还有多少得没有得救的孩子在我们的家里面？
How many kids are not being saved?
没有得救的家人在我们家里面？
How many family members are not saved?
已经远离主的孩子在我们的家里面？
How many children left God?
我们里面要警醒。
Are we alert?
要有这个紧迫感。
We shall feel urgency.
当那个日子到的时候，
When day comes,
神叫挪亚，你要进入方舟。
That God told Noah entering the ark,
带着牲畜进入方舟，
bring the animals into ark,
带着所有血气的进入方舟，
bring all her breath of life entering ark,
神就把他关在方舟的里面，
and then God closed the door.
在方舟外的是审判，
all of things outside the ark,
是死亡，
judgment and death,
是洪水，
or flood.
在方舟里面的是主的平安，
in the ark are
是主的产业。
Is the inheritance of God,
是主所存留的，
is all that's left for God,
是主所拣选的，
it's all chosen ones.
我们翻到下一页，
Let's go to the next page.
住在方舟里面也是神对我们教会全体的呼召。
To live in the ark is also the calling for our church.
在创世纪第七章十七节那里讲到，
In Genesis chapter 7 verse 17,
洪水泛滥在地上四十天，水往上涨，就把方舟从地上飘起。
Then the flood came upon the earth for 40 days, and the water increased and lifted up ark so that it was
水势浩大，在地上大大的往上涨，方舟在水上飘来飘去。
The water prevailed and increased greatly upon earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water.
水势在地上极其浩大，天下的高山都被淹没了。
The water prevailed more and more upon earth, so that all the high mountains everywhere on the
earth. 水势比高山高过五十肘，山岭都淹没了。
The water prevailed 50 cubits higher, and the mountains.
凡在地上有血的动物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽和爬上的昆虫，以及所有的人都死了。
So all creatures that moved on earth perished, and birds and livestock animals.
凡在旱地上鼻口有气息的生灵都死了。
Upon all the mankind, and for all was dry land, and those nostrils were breathed of the spirit of life died.
凡在地上各样的活物，连人的牲畜、昆虫以及空中的飞鸟，从地上除灭了。
So he wiped out every living thing that was upon the face of the land from.
只留下挪亚和那些与他在方舟里的。水势浩大，在地上共有150天。
And the birds and the sky, and they were wiped from the earth, and only Noah was left, together with those who were with him. The water prevailed upon earth for 150 days.
创世纪第八章第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
神纪念挪亚和挪亚方舟里面一切的走兽牲畜。
But God remember Noah and all the animals and all the livestock.
神叫风吹地，水势渐落。
And God caused the wind pass over the earth and the water subsided.
远远在天上窗户都闭塞了。
And all the fountains of the deep and the footgate of the sky were closed.
天上的大雨也止住了。
And the rain from the sky were restrained.
水从地上渐退，过了150天。
And the water.
水就渐消。
From the earth for at least end of oh at the end of the 150.
七月十七日，方舟停在亚拉拉山上。
And then in the seventh month, the seventh day of the month, the ark rested upon the mountain of Ararat.
进入方舟用什么来计算
？How do we measure, or how do we measure how to enter?
用每天来计算。
We use by days.
神创造的时候如何来计算？
How do we count during the creation?
第一天、第二天、第三天用天来计算。
It's counted by days. One day, two day, three.
人犯罪之后用什么来计算
？After human sinned, how do we count?
用多少多少年、几百几百年来计算
？We counted by years. How many years? How many hundreds of years?
所以这个方舟是神的一个新造。
So this ark is the new creation.
让这个堕落的世界有个暂时的停止。
So the fallen world has a temporary place to stop.
开始一个新的族类。
To start a new mankind.
一个新的世界。
To start a new world.
在我考考大家，在挪亚在方舟里待了多久的时间
？Let me test everybody. How long did Noah stay in the ark?
Virginia， 差不多多久的时间？在方舟里面，下雨下了四十天。不知道，你知道吗
？Hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years. Okay， 我一年的时间，差不多一年的时间。按犹太的想法是371天，我还没算出来他的犹太的怎么算的啊
？It's 371 days according to the Jewish counting of days.
但是如果在圣经上从二月二十七号到2月27号
，It's from February 27 to February 27.
所以在第七章的150天跟第八章的150天是不是同样的150天，还是150天之后的150天
？So is it the same 150 days in chapter 7 and chapter 8? Is it the 150 days after the 150 days?
如果你建议你回去好好读圣经。
I suggest we all go back to read the Bible.
至少我读是同样的150天。
When I read it, it's the same 150 days.
不然的话，你就算不过来了。
Then we cannot calculate it properly.
比如说二月到七月十七号的时候，船就停在了山上。
So July 17th, the ark rested on the mountain.
之后到明年的二月份，他们才出来。
So after that, February 17th, they exit the ark.
那在这里面150天，你如何来看这150天
？How do you look at this 150 days？
在哥林多后书第五章第五节到第十节那里说。
In Corinthians chapter 15。
后书第五章。第五章啊，就是我就第七节那里讲到，因为我们行事为人凭着信，不是凭着眼见。Oh, sorry, I didn't put the translation. So we live according to faith, not by sight.
We live according to faith, not by sight.
那一个是一百五十天，你用我们的凭着我们的眼见来活。
One is to live according to our vision, to our sight.
To our sight. 一个呢，你选择用我们的信心来活。
Or you choose to live according to our faith.
从眼见来活，我不晓得大家这个。有没有我以前就是说，在我们跟 build 就是建了一个新的房子住在里面。
So we had a house built brand new.
你刚进去的时候，你发觉有的时候晚上睡觉很可怕的事情。
When you first move in, then you sleep at night, it's scary.
突然间房子嘎巴一下。
All of a sudden, it makes a noise.
完了第二天，咣一下。
And the second day makes another noise.
我们的床是不是我们床太重了，这个房子要塌了
？I wonder if it's because our bed is too heavy, the building will fall.
为什么呢？因为每个房子都是木头做的。
Because all the houses are built by wood.
它会慢慢的要 settle.
It has to settle.
那有的时候 settle 的时候，夜深人静，你吭一下。
When it settles, it makes those noises.
我想那天我们。挪亚在方舟里这150天的时间，不是一个安静的时间。
So I can imagine for the days in Noah, it's not a quiet day.
它所有东西都木头建的。
All the things are built by wood.
有极重的动物和食物在里面。
And there's a heavy animals and a lot of food.
当风浪在吹打的时候，它不断的每天都在 settle。
When the wind and the ocean are blowing at it, it's constantly settling.
去年我跟斯林有幸在爱琴海上坐船坐了7个小时。
Last year, we were
Argent Sea.
We were on the sea for 7 hours.
那天就遇到了风浪。
And there was wind that day.
那真是壮观。
It was scary.
因为到处都是吐的味道。
There's smell of puking everywhere.
看到一个大男人抓着厕所。
And I see people holding onto a
在那里完全没有力量。
And has no strength.
满地都是趴着人。
And they just all the people laying down.
在就像这个挪亚的方舟一样，不是一个很漂亮、很安静的一个景况。
It's not a pretty and common situation.
里面满了惧怕。
They're scared. It's thick scare.
凭着眼见，外面什么都死了，风水势甚大，水势甚大，风甚大，浪甚大。
Is it by sight? There's a lot of dead people, animals outside, and there's great winds and waves.
淹过这里，淹过那里。
And it floods all over the place.
都死了，都灭绝了。
Everything was killed.
但是这150天，凭着信心里面，他是怎么看的？
But if it's 100 days within faith, what do you see?
神顾念了。
You see God care.
神记着挪亚。
God remembered Noah.
那个风吹到了地面上，原来是什么？虽然风浪很大，但是为了让水能够干。
So the wind was blowing to dry the water.
让地面慢慢的露出来。
So that the land can start appear.
让他的方舟可以安息在亚拉列山上。
So the ark can rest on Ararat.
我们今天也在同样的。过着一百五十天的方舟里面的生活。
Today our lives are just like this 150 days in.
你是凭着信心来过
？Is it by faith？
还是凭着眼见来过
？Or is it by sight？
我们姊妹前段时间刚刚说她的癌症好像化疗没法控制。
The sister said, the cancer cannot be controlled.
要做手术。
Has to have surgery.
要做放疗。
Has to do chemotherapy.
你的弟兄。这在瘫痪了几年的时间。
Our brothers was handicapped for many years.
今天我们一同在主的身体的里面。
And today we're in all in body of Christ.
能够彼此的扶持。
Can support each other.
我们是凭着信心来活。
We live according to faith.
还是凭着眼见来活。
Or do we live according to sight?
我们在这世上的日子，在各样的难处里面，在公司里面，在你的学校里面，你凭着信心来活。还是凭着眼见来活。
When we live on this earth, in school or in work, do you live by sight or do you live by faith?
就像我们的聚会一样，虽然很多空的位置在这里。
Just like our gathering, even though there's many empty seats.
我们看这些空的位置是用信心来活，还是用眼见来活
？When we see this empty seat, do we live by faith or do we live by sight?
从信心来活，里面就是什么平安，神纪念了。
Through faith.It is peace and God's remember.
我特别要鼓励我们在座的，特别是线上的退休的弟兄姊妹们。
I want to encourage all of the brothers and sisters who are online and
retired. 也对在家里没有上班的姊妹们。
And also also for the sisters that are not working.
神在向我们每个人说话。
God speaks to all of us.
特别是在这个疫情的之后，很多的弟兄在家里工作。
Especially, after COVID, a lot of brothers are working at
home. 发现我们活动的空间就是那么小。
You realize there's limited space for our activities.
挪亚的方舟虽然很大，它大概是200米长，三层楼高。
Even though ark is big, it's 200 square cubit and 3 floors tall.
但是如果把在座喜欢逛街的姊妹每天放在一个shopping mall 里面就不准你其他地方每天你只在这那个 shopping mall 里面待着你会大概一年之后你会疯掉
If I put all the sisters in the same shopping mall for the entire year I'm sure you'll also go crazy
何况是一个比那个 shopping mall 更无聊的更 smelly 的一个环境
And the ark is not in the same condition as the shopping mall because it smells
的确在这个狭小的空间里面
In a very small space,
但是我们照样可以什么与神同行
We can still walk with God.
能够在神主自己的审判台前，我们能够什么？我们一切在身内在身外，要讨主自己的喜悦。
Under the judgment of God, whether it's inside or outside, we shall please our Lord.
创造造挪亚方舟的挪亚，经过了一百年造方舟。
It took Noah hundreds some years to build the ark.
神说之前说你是义人。
Lord said that you are righteous.
造了一百年之后说你还是义人。
After 100 years of building ark, he's still righteous.
你发觉有的时候在我们服事遇到艰难的时候
，Sometimes you see when we serve our Lord,
我们就退缩了。
We encounter difficulties.
开始服事的时候好像很好。
When we first start serving God, it was great.
服事了发现没有果效。
After serve for a while, you don't see the fruit.
就不再坚持了。
And then we give up.
挪亚家里的八口进了方舟，我不晓得之前有没有人一起帮助他。
All of the people from our, Noah's family entered the ark.
有可能是完全没有。
Maybe there's no help from.
也有可能是有人帮他。
Or maybe somebody helped him.
有些人还没有洪水没来之前，就像他的父亲、像他的祖父就去世了。
Before the ark, before the flood came, Noah's father and grandfather died.
也有他的这个亲朋好友们来帮助他，做了一段时间。
Maybe his relative came to help to build the ark.
觉得你在做什么疯狂的事情？
And they must wonder what.
就离开了。
And they just left.
也许根本开始也没人帮助他。
And maybe in the very beginning, nobody helped him to build
the ark. 但是挪亚带着他的妻子，带着他的儿子，他的儿父。
But Noah, with his wife, his children, and children's wife,
经过这一百年的时间
through the 100 years,
来创造在造方舟
to build the ark.
如果你真正看那些一些资料，真正研究这些挪亚，它是25年的准备，75年的建造。
If you see all the research papers, it shows it's 25 years of preparing and then 75 years of building the actual ark.
经过这一切，这一家仍然成为义人。
After this 100 years, this whole family
这是不容易的。
It's not easy.
神也在我们的服事和侍奉中来检验我们。
God also tests us in the through our services.
你还能不能在小事上忠心？还能在主面前成为一个信实的人
？Can you be loyal in small things and faithful in small things?
造方舟也是造就了挪亚自己这个人。
Through creation of the ark, it also built Noah himself.
在方舟里面的一年的生活，也是重新创造这个挪亚这个人的本身。
The year in the ark, it also helped to build Noah himself.
这是在黑暗中的生活。
It's living in darkness.
这是在隐藏中的生活。
It's living in hiddenness.
这是在十字架的工作。
It's the work of the cross.
也是圣灵在它里面的工作。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
不是说挪亚一进方舟，看着这些风大、雨大、水大，他里面没有惧怕。
It's not that he's not scared when he sees the heavy flood and wind and waves.
而是经过这150天的里面。
But through the 150 days,
他里面渐渐的信心增长。
He starts to gain faith.
他里面就坦然无惧，就像刚刚我们读的《哥林多后书》第五章那里面，我们坦然无惧。
He came without fear.
第八节，我们五章第八节，我们坦然无惧，就更愿离开身体与主同住。
And willing to leave our flesh and live with Christ.
我们要立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
We shall be determined to be pleasing to God.
在基督的台前，照本身所行的，或善或恶，受报。
In Christ, whether it's good or bad, we shall receive what's deserved.
这一百五十天显出他真正的自己。
The 150 days reveals the truth.
也创造了一个真正基督的生命在挪亚的里面。
Also created the life of Christ in Noah.
我们再翻到下一页。第三个阶段就是走出方舟。
The third aspect is to exit the ark.
第六章的第十八节那里面，我要劝与你立约，与你的妻，与你的儿子都要进入方舟。刚刚我们读过的圣经。
Yeah, chapter 6, verse 8, but I will establish.
18.
Oh, I'm sorry, 6:18. I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall enter the ark, your son, your wife, and your son's wife with you.
第九章第八节，神晓谕挪亚和他的儿子说：“我与你和你的后裔立约。”第九章第哦、oh, ，sorry.
That's okay.Here now, behold.
Verse 8.
Oh, verse 8. Okay. Then, thank God spoke to Noah and his sons with him, saying,
Verse 9.
Now, behold, I myself am establishing my covenant with you and with your descendant after you.
Okay. 并与你这里一切的活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽。凡从方舟里出来的活物立约。
And with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, every animal.
我与你们立约。
You all come out of ark, every animals of the earth.
第十二节。
Establish my covenant with
you. 我与你们并你们这里各样的活物立，所立的永约是有记号的。
Birds of sky and they were wiped out. Wait,
verse 12,
oh no, all flesh, right? Sorry. All flesh shall never be eliminated by the water of the flood, nor shall there again be flooded and destroyed on earth.
Okay, 第十七节，我就与我我这就是我与地上一切的血肉之物立的约的记号了。
Verse 17, and God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on earth."
进入方舟，住在方舟，走出方舟的过程。
Entering ark, living ark, and exit ark.
是我们因信以至于信的过程。
It's the our faithful journey.
这有两个约，一个是神与挪亚个人所立的约。
There's two covenant. One is the covenant between God and Noah.
当他出方舟的时候，是神与挪亚立的约。
When he exited the ark, it was the covenant between God and Noah.
与他的家人所立的约。
With Noah's family.
与地上所有的生灵所立的约。
With the all flesh on earth.
约这个与这个地所立的约。
And the covenant with the earth.
是一个永远的约。
It's an eternal covenant.
前面的约是一个暂时的约。
All the previous covenant is temporary.
那是暂时的，不是神永远的旨意。
It's temporary, it's not eternal will.
神永远的旨意要进到这个永远的约的里面。
The eternal will of God is to enter this eternal covenant.
进入从一个人进入一个家。
From a person to enter into a family.
从一个人进到一个国度。
For one person to enter a nation.
从一个人得到神国里面的一切的产业。
From one person to receive all inheritance of kingdom.
从一个人的约也让他在地上成为他的见证。
Through one person's covenant, it becomes the testimony.
我们应该如何应用呢？
How shall we apply this?
实在我们造方舟不是一个，如果你去 Lego store, 可能有方舟的 Lego store, 可能有一个 Lego set.
If you go look at a Lego set, you may have a Lego set for ark.
造方舟绝对不是一个拼积木。
To build an ark, it certainly is not to put a Lego set together.
它有很多很多的试验，有很多很多的特别是当时工具十分不齐全的时候。
There's a lot of trials, especially back then. The tools are not very complete.
我不晓得挪亚经过多少试验，多少的失败。
I'm not sure how many failure that Noah went through.
第二个，出方舟也是一样的。
Exiting the ark is the same.
他也开始什么？开始把乌鸦放出去，把鸽子放出去。
He started to have birds or those to come out of the ark.
有时说我们在自己的信心的应用上。
Sometimes in the application of our faith.
我们要搞得特别清楚、特别明白的时候，我们才敢做。
Sometimes we want to make sure we're 100% sure, 100% understanding.
这样的坚持是对的。
This consistency is right.
因为主让我们坚持他的话。
To be persistent in God's word.
但同样的，我们要寻找这样的平衡。
But we have to find this balance.
就是当对环境的敏感。
To be sensitive to the environment.
也敢于去尝试。
And willing to try.
有些事情我们不敢做太多。
Sometimes we're not willing to do too much.
但是我们神给我们带领领受的这一点，我们可以往前走。
And for the little bit of guidance from God, we can walk.
就是挪亚他自己造方舟和出方舟的经历。
And that is experience for Noah building the ark and exiting.
今天对我们这样的聚会，对我们个人也是有同样需要这样的经历。
And today for the gathering of us and our individual.
一方面要勇敢的坚持主的话。
We should be persistent, determining God's word.
勇敢坚持主的道。
And persisting God's word.
在这个悖逆的世代中，我们不妥协。
We do not give in to this world.
更重要的，也让我们在圣灵里面给我们智慧。
Most importantly, to receive wisdom from the Bible.
让我们看到我们中间的环境。
So we could see the environment.
勇敢的去尝试。
And willing to try.
勇敢的脚把脚迈在约旦河里面。
Willing to step our feet into the
水就分开了。
Jordan River, so the water can be separated.
今天我们在Branchburg Park 传福音的工作。
Today we'll be sharing gospels in Branchburg.
八月十一号我们会安排在 Harrison。传福音的工作。
In August 11th, we have a gospel event.
我们在 Harrison, Rena 家里面有一些祷告。
There's a prayer meeting at Rena's house.
不是我们搞清楚了。
It's not that we're 100% sure.
我们在什么放鸽子。
We're trying to send out the doves.
我们要看看主在我们中间做工是怎么样。
We want to see what is the work by God among us.
看看主是不是让鸽子是乌鸦飞来飞去。
Is it to them for the birds to fly around?
还是那个有鸽子真正把一个橄榄枝得带回来。
Is it like the dove bring the olive branches back?
前面坚持是信心的工作。
In the beginning, the persistency is the faith.
后面把鸽子放出去也是信心的工作。
After sending out the dove is also a result of faith.
我们知道我们自己没有力量能力让人得救。
We know we have no strength to save people.
但是这个工作在乎主。
But the work is by our Lord.
第二个，挪亚要活在一个祭坛前的生活。
Second is the life in front of the altar for Noah.
他出来就献祭给神。
After he exited the ark, he made offering to.
要把神当得的感谢都归给他。
And give all of the praise.
让他自己也成为那个祭献给主。
So he can be the offering to the Lord.
在这黑暗中的一年的时间。
In this darkness for about a year long.
虽然外面看不见什么东西。
Even though we can't see anything outside.
外面都是水，都是死亡。
Outside is just water and death.
里面不过就是一群牲畜，大象、老虎。羊牛等等。
Inside of ark is just a bunch of animals, cows, elephants, and sheep.
但是它里面有个东西开了。
But there's something opened up inside of Noah.
就是他属灵的眼睛和属灵的耳朵。
That his spiritual eyes and spiritual eyes.
他的心开了。
His heart was opened.
当他献祭给神的时候，神心里所想的。
When he offered himself, he knows what God's thinking.
他听见了。
What God's will is he heard.
神心里说我要怎么样怎么样。
God said what he wanted and Noah heard.
在这是神没有说出来心里所想之前，挪亚已经知道了。
God already know before, Noah already know what God's will before even God spoke.
什么是信心？
What is faith?
如果你真正能够听到主的心意，那才是信心。
If you could truly hear God's heart, then that's
faith. 这是我们不断生活成长的一个过程。
This is our journey to grow.
什么是福音？
What is
在罗马书第一章那里讲到，第十七节那里讲到。
In Book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 17.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，正如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
For in the righteousness of God is revealed from the faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous of one will live by faith.
这福音就是神的义的见证。
This faith is the witness of God's righteousness.
我们所有信的人是因着相信。
For those who have faith, it's because through faith.
相信神起初给我们进入方舟那个约。
We believe the covenant that God has to enter in the ark.
经过了十字架的工作。
Go through the work of cross.
经过在耶稣基督里的工作。
Go through the work by Jesus Christ.
神再一次呼召他的教会。
God called his church once again.
要走出方舟。
To walk out of the ark.
进到神的应许里面。
Entering the promise of God.
进到神的荣耀的里面。
Into the glory of God.
这就是福音。
This is gospel.
这完全是神他自己的义。
It's his own righteousness.
我们因信得生，不光是存活。
We receive life through righteousness, not just to survive.
而是神所应许的，让人得生命，一个更丰盛的生命。
But it's the promise of God that we receive life, abundance life.
在我们的过程中还是一样的。
In this process, it's same.
我们说是，我们是不是一个义人？
We say, are we a righteous person?
我们当走的道路，我们是跟神同行。
Are we walking on the road, walking with God?
我们刚所做的，刚行的善。
Is what we're doing the good deed?
我们是不是完全听主的话？
Is it completely obedience to God?
我们是不是每一样神所说的我们都要听，都要去仔细的去做，认真的去做？
Is everything that God says we carefully to do it?
这是我们信心的功课。
This is our lesson for our faith.
翻到下一页。
Next page.
什么是领袖羊？
What is the sheep?
跟牧人。跟牧人走得最近的，那才是真正的领袖。
The sheep who walk in closest to the shepherd is the true leader.
领袖羊不是追求网红，而是重塑这个世界。
Leadership is not to chase the popularity, but it is to reshape the world.
挪亚进入方舟，住在方舟，走出方舟的经历，就是罗马书。那里面十一章三十六节那里讲了，本乎他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他的生命的经历和见证。
For Noah entering the ark, living the ark, and exit ark is just like the book of Romans chapter 11. For him, through him, and to him are all things.
进入方舟是本于他。
Entering ark is from him.
在方舟里面是依靠他。
And living ark is depending on him.
出了方舟有两个 to him.
exit arc is to him.
一个是所有的都归给他。
And also all things belong to him.
最后什么？荣耀也要归给他。
To him be the glory.
实在这些真实相信的男女是甘心忍受艰难，将诅咒变成了祝福。
Men,
这样的人是那真正的领袖羊。
Men and women with trust faith endorse trials and curses to blessings. They are the true, leader sheep.
我们在翻到雅各书第一章的里面。用这段圣经作为结束。
I like to share the verse in Book of James, for the ending.
第一章的十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
凡忍受试探的是有福的，因为他经过试炼以后，必得到生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他的人的。
Blessed is the man who persevered under trials, for once he has been approved, and he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
神说，我要祝福你。
God said, I want to bless you.
因为今天在信心里面愿意忍受这样的痛苦，忍受这样的试炼。
In faith, you're able to persevere under trials.
这是我要训练你的过程，是要让你得到生命的冠冕。
This is to train you and to receive the crown of glory.
神的约，神的应许。
God's promise and covenant.
因为他爱你。
Because he loves you.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
For if anyone is the hearer of the word and not doer, he's like a man who looks at this natural face in the mirror.
因为听道而不行道的，就是像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
Yeah, sorry, I read
23.
Yeah.
Go to 23.
For if anyone is the hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like the man who looks at his mirror natural face in a mirror.
看见走后，随即忘了他相貌如何。
For once he has looked at him and gone away.
唯有详细查看那全备使人自由的律法，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘了，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
He has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was, but the one who has looked intently at the perfect law, the law of freedom, and has continued in it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an active doer, this person will be blessed.
如果我们在想我们刚刚所说的那硬币一样
，It will think about the coin that I mentioned earlier.
如果我给你一百个。只有正面的硬币，没有反面，没有那个鹰的那个硬币，有没有价值
？If I give you 100 coins only with the head in the front，
那样的相信是什么
？Is there value to it? What kind of faith is that？
按照这个雅各书说嘛，自己在欺哄自己是假钱。
It's like what the Book of James says: you're lying to yourself. It's a fake money.
只有头脑的相信，那是假的信心。
The knowledge in the head is fake faith.
但是只有后面没有正面那个人头的硬币给你，那是不是真的真正的相信呢
？But if we only have the back，
那只有工作。世上有很多很多做好事的事情。
There's just a lot of work. There's a lot of good doings in this world.
它里面没有对神真正的认识、真正的相信，只有善行不能让人得救。
That no, that those people don't know God and doesn't know God's will and cannot be saved.
所以我们所有的基督徒在地上要过一个真实的生活。
So all of the Christians shall live a true life on this earth.
不要像照镜子一样照过就忘掉了。
Do not be like us going to a mirror after we look at ourselves and we forget.
而是神在神的自己的基督的台前，让我们看到我们是如何活，如何行走。
But in front of God, just to reflect on how we walk.
按照神的恩典，我们要做一个真实的人，有正面也有反面的人。
By God's grace, we shall live like a person with the front of the coin and the back of the coin.
有信心也有信心应用的人。
Have faith and also have the application of the faith.
神就要祝福我们。
And God shall bless us.
神在一切的所事的事上就必然能够蒙福。
In all things, you'll receive blessings.
愿荣耀都归给我们的主。
May the glory to our Lord.
愿他的恩典和能力和圣灵里面一切的丰富来充满他的教会。
May the grace and power be Holy Spirit fulfill the church.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们把一切的颂赞荣耀都归给你。
Dear Lord Jesus, I want to give you all the thanksgiving praises and glory to you.
你是在纪念挪亚。
You remember Noah.
今天你更纪念了我们。
And today you also remember us.
实在这个方舟就是你自己。
The ark is yourself.
今天我们能够，这是被约请 在耶稣基督你自己的里面。
We're able to be invited to abide in you.
今天我们可以进入你。
We're able to enter you.
你住在你的里面。
And live in you.
也靠着你能够生活。
And through by you, depend on you, we can live.
主，我们实在是要把一切的感谢都归给你。
We want to give you all the thanksgiving.
今天让你的儿女们，这是能够有个感恩的心。
That your children are full of grateful hearts.
也给我们力量，让你的教会能够为你做见证。
Give us power so that the church can be your testimony.
因为这个义就在从你自己的生命中显明出来。
So that this righteousness can be manifested.
让每一个弟兄姊妹在主面前都没有亏欠。
Then all of the brothers and sisters are.
因为你来的日子近了。
Because the days of your return is near.
主啊，让我们在你自己的审判台前。
When we come in front of your judgment.
是能够被你所称许的，是那一群又忠心又良善的仆人。
So that we could be considered a faithful servant.
帮助每一个弟兄姊妹。
Help each one of us.
特别帮助在我们家人中还没有相信你的那群的弟兄姊妹。
Help the brothers and sisters who have family members.
让我们知道如何为他们做见证，如何为他们祷告。
So the brothers and sisters know how to be the testimony, how to pray for those.
我们也为在座里面还有没有相信你还是寻求你的朋友们祷告。
We also pray for the friends that among us does not know you.
愿意也把这样得救的信心和那丰富的恩典启示给他们。
May you give the faith for salvation in them.
让他们靠着耶稣基督的恩典能够得胜。
And through the grace of Jesus Christ can overcome all
things. 也同样得到释放，同样得到自由，得到生命。
Receive freedom, receive deliverable.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.